La Bamba Los Lobos, 95.9 Bob FM. That must mean we have him on the phone. Lou Diamond Phillips, are you there, sir?
Yeah, that phone sounds familiar to me, but I can't quite place it.
How many times have you heard that in your life?
Oh, my gosh, are you kidding? As they say, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that song.
Yeah,
a lot, but yeah. I got it even today, 38 years later. And by the way, today, July 24th, is the 38th year anniversary of when that movie appeared in theaters.
Oh, is that right?
So on this day in 1987, the movie was released. And every time I hear that song, I am grateful because I have a career because of it.
Yeah, it's the thing that really kind of launched you. That's how I know you. I mean,
that was my Cinderella story, no doubt. I was an unknown kid from Texas before that.
And how did you have to audition a lot for that? How did that come to pass that you ended up in that role?
Oh, huge. Huge, man. That was they did a whole national talent search. I mean, Luis Valdez, you know, says he saw over like 600 candidates for the role, and they found me in Dallas, Texas. Junie Lowry, who ended up putting me in Longmire as well, by the way, but yeah, she found me in Dallas, put me on tape, auditioned for it, you know, and then was flown out to Hollywood to continue auditioning and eventually to do a screen test.
Yeah, I love La Bamba, but you're Henry Standing Bear to me, I have to tell you, because I've watched that show, Longmire, so much and seen it so many times, just over and over again. You were really great in that.
It is a beautiful day at the Red Pony and continual soiree.
and you spoke without contractions, which was, that's probably in the book. That stuck out so much to me.
It is in the books, and it's funny because the scripts used to come in, and I go, well, you know, I would tell the writers, I said, you know, Henry doesn't. Because they hadn't read the books. I said, Henry doesn't speak with contractions. And, you know, Craig Johnson and I became very, very good, you know, friends. And he saw my audition for that. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that guy has read my books. Because I pulled it from the text of that and not necessarily from the television scripts. So, yeah, for the next six seasons, I became the contraction police.
Yeah, that was wild, and it makes a difference when you hear that character for sure. I wanted to know, by the way, Shane Farley on the phone with Lou Diamond Phillips. I want to know, is Young Guns 3 coming out? Is that going to happen?
Right now, it's happening. I've read the script. Emilio wrote it with John Fusco, the original writer and producer. Emilio will direct, and the two of us who died off camera, so to speak, myself and Christian Slater, are slated to come back.
Oh, you're returning from the dead, so to speak, a little bit.
So, well, I mean, we sort of explain it in the film. You know, the spirit horse came, and I like to say that nobody was on his back. So
I gotcha.
There you have it. We're supposed to start filming in the fall, so really excited about it.
Are you still ready to hop on a horse and do all that kind of stuff? Are you going to have to do that?
Well, you know, I don't bounce the way I used to, man. I got busted up pretty good on Young Guns too. I've read the script. I don't have to do a whole lot on horseback anymore. But I mean, if I do, I'm ready. I'll get out and, you know, take some lessons and stretch. At my age, I have to stretch. You know, you don't want to pull a hammy.
Talk to me about Et Tu, that movie. I've seen. I'm about halfway through it, and seeing you, I'm saying this as a bad guy is kind of a tough to do.
It's a fun role. It's a ridiculous role. Some people have said it's a bit like The Shining meets Birdman, you know, which was the Michael Keaton movie about the theater. And we do that with, you know, a lot of long takes and a lot of wide shots, and it's really pretty wonderful. It's almost like a play on film, to be honest. I play Brent, who's this director, very pretentious, he's a purist and elitist, and he's mounted this production of Julius Caesar regionally. And in addition to all the headaches that he has, you know, with the production itself, he thinks that the young hunk who's playing Brutus is stooping his wife. So, in fine Shakespearean fashion, you know, jealousy and rage and paranoia and all that stuff ensue. And it's, you know, it's a horror thriller, but also a black comedy, a character study. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you pull that off pretty well as the director. I mean, I see that and I believe it, so you did something.
Yeah,
right.
You know, pulling from, you know, my theater, you know, I have a degree in theater from the University of Texas at Arlington, and was on Broadway doing The King and I. Most recently, I did Miss Saigon down in Texas, and a play that I wrote called Burning Desire, a comedy, actually, we mounted at Seven Angels Theater in Connecticut. So, you know, my theater resume is long, and it was wonderful to be able to sort of play somebody from that world.
And that hits theaters tomorrow, I believe, correct?
Yeah, it's actually video on demand on many, many platforms, including Fandango, so you can rent it, buy it in your own home, and enjoy it.
Nice. I got to see it first, so that's cool.
Exactly.
A little sneak preview.
You're special.
Absolutely. I wanted to say, too, I'm headed to a Chamber Coffee in Winfield here right after I'm off with you, so if you could say hey to those folks, I think they're listening probably.
In Winfield, the Chamber Coffee?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be
fun. Will there be chamber music?
Could be. I don't know.
There could be.
There
should
be.
You never know. Well, big shout out to you guys. Have a fabulous, fabulous lunch. I'm a bit jealous.
Anything else we need to know from you? And Brett, Brett wants to ask you a question. Hold on.
Hey, Lou, I know I remember watching you on Food Network when you were on the Rachel versus Guy show. Are you still a foodie? Do you still get in the kitchen and cook a lot?
Huge. I'm going to be cooking after I finish this radio tour. I cook most nights of the week. Yeah, so I love it, man. Still.
What is your favorite thing to make? What's your go-to dish?
I mean, that's why I won Rachel versus Guy, because I don't have a favorite. I cook a lot of different stuff. I definitely do a lot of different cuisines. But the weather's nice here in New York, so I'm going to be grilling this weekend. But my wife hasn't told me exactly what she wants just yet. But, yeah, I'll be hitting the grill. And then as far as things coming up, I just finished filming a comedy series for HBO called The Chair Company. Tim Robinson is the star, and I play his boss. And it's very funny, very twisted, very left-of-center comedy. And that'll be on HBO in October.
Very good. Lou Diamond Phillips, great to have you on. It was exciting for me, so good to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, there he goes. I felt a little nervous, honestly.
I could tell.
I had a little shake. It was weird to talk to him.
Yeah,
it's like I'd fallen back into time, back into the 80s. Love La Bamba, love Young Guns.
Stand and Deliver.
All of that, yeah.
That
all
was
that
a
good
great
stuff.
Movie, too.
Cool stuff. All right, we'll get back to the rest of our day. I'll be with you in the afternoon. And be with you tomorrow for the Get Up and Go show. And headed to Winfield. We'll be there in a little bit. 95.9 Bob FM.